Zach in California.
What's up, Pharrell? Can I get a Pharrell and shot of Fernet up in here?
Can we get him a shot and then a little beverage to go with it, like a brewski shake? Oh. There you go.
Hey, thanks, buddy. I appreciate it. How's your betting league going this year?
It's going great. I mean, fantastic. Been killing it, as usual.
Excellent. Well, I follow you, so I appreciate all your betting.
My man.
Hey, man. This Colin Kaepernick thing, man, I don't got a hot take on it, but I do believe that, in my own opinion, he will get into back into the NFL. I know that this whole thing is a big PR thing because it's on a Saturday, this and that. And, you know, the first of all, the workout's a big PR thing. It's going to get a bunch of attention. It already has. But, you know, whatever team Kaepernick ends up on, if he does, and in my opinion, he does, that team's going to get a ton of attention. It's just a bunch of, you know, it's a bunch of attention. You know, whether he's good or not, whether he's a backup or not, whatever, it's just exposure. What do you think about that?
I think, you know, teams in the NFL aren't interested in that kind of exposure. I don't think they're interested in that kind of publicity. I think what they really want is, if they want him at all, is someone that can produce on the football field. I think that they would rather, you know, if they had an injury and they had to put him in the game, can the guy win? Can the guy get it done? Can he complete passes? Can he move the ball? Can he not turn the ball over? Can he be what he was when he played with the Niners and went to the Super Bowl? I doubt that, but I know for a fact that guys, you know, been working out and taking care of himself at a very high level. And I mean, just absolutely is shredded and ripped and has trained with, you know, and been throwing the ball with tons of players over the last couple of years and just nonstop working out. I know the guy's been on a, you know, steady diet of daily regimen workouts, like insanity. And so, you know, it's simple. I think a lot of teams are going to show up there with somebody. They're going to send somebody to go watch him work out. A lot of them aren't. I'd say about half, you know. My guess is 15 or 16 teams are going to show up there. We've already seen several of them admit that they're going to send somebody. And I think, you know, the likely, you know, scenarios, I was looking at it, you know, last night we were talking about it. And you know, today I was looking at it as well. And I think that there's several obvious teams that would be interested in, you know, possibly, you know, acquiring him. You know, I don't know. There's so many, like the Dolphins, the Bucks, the Bengals, the Titans. I think the Broncos probably and the Bears would certainly have to be willing to watch. And the Redskins situation, I think the Redskins are going with Haskins the rest of the year now. We don't know if anything's going to happen to him, but in terms of injuries and the like. But, I mean, it is a PR stunt, but it's still, you know, a workout. He's going to do like a pro day, and he's going to do his thing. And hopefully he'll do well, and people will interview him, and maybe he'll get a gig out of it. I don't know if it's this year. I don't know if it's, you know, a meeting of the minds for next year. You know, like, we're interested in you in the off season. We'd be willing to talk about a deal to play next year. It could be something like that. But, you know, I think there are teams that certainly, you know, and some people would say the Chargers, because Phillip Rivers is getting old and no one wants to admit it, but he's not doing what he did last year. That's for sure. He's kind of fallen off pretty hard. And there might be possibly, you know, a chance that they'd be interested. Bottom line is, the guy can sling it. There's no doubt he's in great shape. I know he's, you know, been in impeccable workout condition type, you know, environments every day of his life in his existence after, you know, the protests and his, you know, whatever you want to call it, infamy. I mean, the bottom line is the guy, I said this last night, he was, you know, on the cover of Time. The guy's known now all over the world because of what he stood for and what he did. And you got to commend him for that. I mean, he lost his football career because of it. And we'll see if he ever gets it back. And I think Saturday's the beginning of that, you know, process.